Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1500. Feeling stuck and unmotivated when it comes to your finances? By Michelle Schroeder Gardner of MakingSenseOfSense.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is the show where I narrate posts from a wide variety of personal finance blogs. We cover so much on the show, from saving to investing to debt reduction and more. So thank you for joining me today and every day. And if you like this idea of reading blogs to you for free, it'd be great if you could share this podcast with someone today. You can email or text someone a link to oldpodcast.com, or even better, if you're able to subscribe them to the podcast right on their smartphone. That would be greatly appreciated. And now let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. Feeling stuck and unmotivated when it comes to your finances? By Michelle Schroeder Gardner of MakingSenseOfSense.com. Do you currently feel like you're stuck in a financial rut? Maybe you're trying to reach certain financial goals, but you feel like you aren't getting any closer. Or perhaps nothing is going the way that you thought it would, and you don't know what to do next. At one moment, you may feel completely amped and positive about your financial situation and your goals, and the very next, you may feel completely unsure about your whole plan. Finances take up a huge part of a person's life, and it can sometimes feel like it's impossible to change your situation. Whatever you are currently experiencing, I want you to realize that this can happen to the best of us. Even though you're currently feeling stuck, you can still regain the motivation you once had and finally move on. Here are the different actions you might want to take so that you can get out of a financial rut and improve your situation. It's very possible to get out of your rut and become successful with your financial goals. Number one, realize you're stuck in a financial rut. The first step to getting out of your financial rut is being honest with yourself and realizing you're stuck. You should admit that you're stuck and that changes need to be made. Think about the mistakes you've made and try to truly understand what led to the situation you're currently in. Completing this step can help prevent you from making the same mistakes over and over again. Reflecting on your situation is very important. Number two, stop being negative about being stuck in a financial rut. When in a financial rut, you might start feeling negative about your situation. This is only normal, but you should stop. I'm a firm believer that thinking positively, even when pretending, can change your mindset for the better. Thinking negatively doesn't help anything or anyone if you're trying to learn how to get out of a financial rut. Whenever I'm feeling negative, I think about how much time I'm wasting by being negative. That usually snaps me right out of my funk because I know I probably could have done something more productive with my time. Number three, give yourself a break when getting out of a rut. Sometimes when I'm feeling completely unmotivated, I just want to keep forcing myself to make something happen and to make it work. However, many times that just doesn't work. Forcing something to go my way when I know my head isn't in it usually means that I'm wasting time by being unproductive. Sometimes you just need to give yourself a break, take a breather, and reevaluate. While you shouldn't give up all of the progress you've already made, a small break can help you feel refreshed for when you get back to your financial plan. A break can mean something different to everyone, but the key is to not completely derail from your plan to where you fall into the same problem that got you into whatever situation you may be in. A break may mean taking a break from looking at your budget every single day, having a relaxing day off, treating yourself, and more. Number four, make a plan to get back on track. It's possible that you are stuck in a financial rut because your current action plan is not working. If this is the case for you, then you might want to look into other ways for you to change your financial situation. You may need to change your whole entire outlook on money. You may have to change how you treat money. You may need to create new money habits and more. After you think about the different changes you need to make, you will need to create an action plan to meet your financial goals. This might include setting small baby steps in order to reach your main goal, detailing what you will do to reach your goals, determining how you will track your progress, and more. Number 5, look for inspiration when getting out of a rut. If you are ever feeling unmotivated with your finances, I highly recommend you look for inspiration, as you can probably find great motivational sources all around you. You can start by reading personal finance blogs, finding a good personal finance book, thinking about your financial role models, creating a vision board, and more. What I love about being a part of the personal finance blogging community is that there is inspiration everywhere. Looking for inspiration can help you get motivated all over again so that you can stop feeling stuck in your financial rut. It can give you the energy you need to start back up again. And 6, join a support team or look for an accountability partner. Many people work better when they have someone else there to cheer them on. Having support from others can go a long way when getting out of a rut, and that support can help keep you on track as well. You can find support in your significant other, a family member, a friend, a stranger you met who has the same goals, a money coach, and so on. If you look, I'm sure you will find someone who needs an accountability partner as well. Another positive of having someone else work with you is that you can hear someone else's opinion. They can tell you what might need to be changed, what's working, and what seems to not be working. An outside perspective can go a long way. You just listened to the post titled "Feeling Stuck and Unmotivated When It Comes to Your Finances" by Michelle Schroeder Gardner of MakingSenseOfSense.com. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Feeling like you're in a financial rut is very discouraging, and I've certainly been there. But I've found that when I'm feeling this way, I usually need a shift in perspective more than I need a windfall of money. Feeling this way might be a result of focusing on the things you can't control, which is really disempowering. But narrowing your focus on the things you can control and reminding yourself that everything is figureoutable can help get your wheels turning. So for example, you can't control that your landlord just raised your rent, but you can control your food budget for the week. Yes, when you're stuck, changes need to be made, but more likely than not, changes first need to be made in your thinking and attitude. If you believe the situation is hopeless, unfortunately, you're right. It's also good to keep in mind that change often happens slowly over time and is built on the tiny, seemingly insignificant decisions we make every day. So I think the key to staying motivated for the long run is to focus on building good financial habits that become mindless over time. This way, you're not reliant on motivation, which tends to come and go. And that makes 1,500 episodes of Optimal Finance Daily, if you can believe it. Thank you so much for listening every day. We couldn't have made it to this milestone without you. Have a great rest of your weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.